Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Real Expat Wives of Arabia. I hope everyone's doing good today. Today is not the day, and I am not the one. So we live in a place where, you know, DHL doesn't come to your doorstep and drop your things off. Either does Amazon. We have to meet them at the gate of our compound. So typically, it's at the worst time, which is right at lunchtime. Kids are coming home, you're trying to get lunch together, and they're up at the gate demanding that you get there or they're going to leave with your stuff that you've been waiting many, many weeks for. So you haul butt up there, and today he wanted to, I guess, lecture me on how I was late meeting him, and I just did not have the patience today, and I just had to kindly tell him, you know, can you please kiss my ass? Just please, can you do that? I'm begging you to please kiss my ass. He was very confused at this. Regardless to say, we got an amazing package in. I have planned a photo shoot for out in the desert for my girls. And so I got them some very, really cool belly dancing type outfits with some really cool jewelry, and trying to plan that for this summer when we're all here together. My oldest flies in from Hawaii on Thursday night, and very excited for all of us to be under one roof again here in our home in Arabia, prior to us then dispersing in different places all over the globe once again come July. So these times are precious, and I can't wait to get that photo shoot out. And also just wanted to take a little time and recognize the country of Nigeria. Woot woot, where's all my Nigerians at? So my next guest, her name is Nene, and she is from the awesome country of Nigeria, located on the continent of Africa. And I cannot wait to hear her perspective and her view, and just to hear her talk about things. I have been involved with things with Nene before. She's an amazing speaker. She's an amazing woman, very business-minded, and she has, I believe she has two boys. I could be mistaken. However, she's just an awesome person, and I cannot wait to hear what she has to say. See y'all soon.
Hi.
Hey, Nene. You made it.
Yes, I did.
You made it through to the other side.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're not doing this video, because I am like, I still have like my glasses on and somewhat in my pajamas. So I'm so glad that we are able to just do this audibly today, specifically. Okay.
Yeah, you can imagine. I'm all cuddled up.
You're cuddled up. Today is a very windy, dusty.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. I would say like a mini Shamal type day. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt this morning. I got my girls, made sure they were good for school, and I crawled right back into bed and fell back asleep.
Honestly, but I feel like from tomorrow is gonna get really hot, so.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
It's summer.
Summer has made its presence known. Yeah. And what makes me really appreciate those really nice days, like yesterday, where it was, you know, like it was still very hot, but the sun was out. There was no wind, no sun. I'm sorry, no sand. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just, when you get those nice days, I really push myself to get out and go to the beach or whatever, because these days like this are terrible.
I mean, up until now, it hasn't been that as hot as it will usually get in April or May.
Yes, I just had a Facebook memory pop up from 7 years ago, and it was 108 degrees with a feel of 110, and I was like, wow, because it's, although it's creeping, it's definitely not that high yet.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
So it's been a bit milder. You were right. Definitely more mild. Yeah. I've talked to so many different people and they're like, the weather has definitely been different.
Yeah.
Different.
I think it has been.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I just thank you for doing this because I know it takes a little, you know, time out of your day.
They will prefer to have like a certain form of relationship with a person before. Okay. And some people you need to ask them directly. So.
Right. Well, for me, it's just like, you know, a lot of ladies like to get together for coffee, right? Or,
yeah,
you know, let's get to know each other. And that's basically mm-hmm. what I feel like this is. It's
exactly. It's like, yeah.
You know, we're not in physically in person and we're not. I mean, you may be drinking coffee. I don't know. But, you know, it's just like a way for me to kind of get to know you. And the one goal I want is that, or I've intended for this whole idea that came to me out of nowhere was, you know, there's others that are going to listen and benefit from it. And if it can benefit, you know what I mean? If it's for the greater good, I'm all for it. And if people can, you know, resonate and learn and identify and relate, mm-hmm. you know, and gain from it, then I think that accomplishes the goal for me. So tell me more about you. So you were born and raised in Nigeria.
Yes.
Okay. Now I know there's like, there. Okay, I've never been there, but okay. There's many villages, yes? Yeah?
Different tribes. I mean, tribes. Villages are like uncountable.
So, right, okay. Okay. Yeah. So you could be in a...
Okay, no, it depends.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends. So we have different tribes, but the four major tribes, which are, I think, because of the popularity or because of the population, we have four major tribes.
Okay.
And which is Igbo, Hausa, three, Igbo, Hausa, and Yoruba. And so the Hausa is in the north. The Yorubas are in the southwest. The Igbos are in the southeast. You have a different tribe where you could experience where 5 minutes down the line, they speak entirely different language and they don't understand each other.
Wow. I feel like I think a lot of that translates to a lot of different places in the world. Like, for instance, here, the Arabic will range throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
depending, which, yeah, I found really interesting. Even, really different types of Arabic, even.
Yeah.
So, because it's tribal here, too. Like, there's
yeah, it is. So there's, you know, those differences in dialects. But a good thing with us is that we have what we call the central Igbo language, which is everyone can relate with. So this is what we speak in general, the central one. So everyone from our Igbo tribe can understand that. And then when we now go back to our individual villages now, we also have separate languages that another person from Igbo tribe may not understand. So it's...
Yeah, well, it's you know, like in India, they have Hindi, right? Hindi is like the common universal language, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
they all in their 50 states in India will speak their own, you know, form, mm-hmm. I guess, form of Hindi or dialect. So mm-hmm. it's very... very common. It just depends, I guess, on where you are in the world. What was it like growing up there?
Okay, so I grew up, my dad was still working and my mom was posted out to a different town, a different city. And we were in boarding school. So we had to choose, you know, going back to mom or going back to dad. And we often went back to dad because that place seemed like home to us. Now, when my mom was in the heart of a city, man, I would still be sleeping and you hear cars, honks, right. and all
honking.
That.
Pollution.
Exactly. But when my dad retired, he had to join my mom in the city. It wasn't funny. it was hard for us at at the beginning, you know,
Right.
trying to cope with the city life. It was busy. Even crossing the road was a problem because we came from a very quiet, you know, environment to this very busy. Yeah.
Yeah,
But other than
totally.
that, growing up was fun. I mean, in my own corner, I'll define it was fun because, you know, you could play and be free. Where right now we live like in a bubble, so we didn't have security issues, we didn't have to worry about anything. You could go out and play, and which was not the same as when we went to the city to live in the heart of the city. So
Exactly.
it was a different experience.
So how, from what age were you in boarding school? Like
11.
from 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's just like how it is. Like that's just how it is there.
Yeah, that's boarding school. I mean, it depends. You could people we still have students who went from home. So there's this strong belief that it takes a village to, you know, train a child. So at 11, the parents want you to with your peers and also to have a stronger well, I say structure if you were to live in school. So like to have a better structure, to have a better disciplined life. I would say that, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't all the case because you still have kids from different, it's a general notion, but it's not always the case in the school, you know. Yeah, so
Interesting.
Because even with the structure, you still had kids who found a way to break the school rules, you know, who found a way to sneak out of school, you know, did live their life the way they wanted to live their life. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
But
of
typically at
course.
age 11, that's the secondary school or the middle school, the start of your middle school, you go to boarding school
Okay.
and kind of start
Awesome.
your life. Yeah.
Okay. So at what point did you leave Nigeria at all? Once you were an adult or
After marriage,
after your guys got married, where did you guys go?
went to the UK, went to Scotland because my husband had gone to study, so I went with him.
Wow, how many
That
years were
was
you in
my first
Scotland?
international travel. Sorry?
How many years were you there in Scotland?
A year.
One year?
Yep, yeah, just
Interesting.
to the duration of his study, yeah.
Okay. And then you went back to Nigeria?
Yes, we did. We went back tonight. And I couldn't. It was so cold, you know. Again, this
Yes.
was me living warm environment to a very cold. I mean, their summer
Yes.
was cold, and I just couldn't cope because I
Yep.
felt I didn't know when I was ill. I didn't know when I was okay because I was always cold,
Cold.
and in a cold environment, I feel restricted. I feel I can't really be me because I'm always looking for a cover somewhere to, you know, some heat and all that. And so I struggled throughout the 1 year. Yeah. Even during the summer, it was cold in Scotland. I mean, you see the sun, you see the sun, but it was cold.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
so crazy.
Yeah, it was cold for
So,
me.
okay, so then from when you guys came back to Nigeria, at what
So before I came, when my husband had gotten a job here, I was terrified. I was really terrified. You know, but then I saw the videos, and I wouldn't stop looking at those videos. I wanted to come. You know, I joined. There was a blog at that time called the Expat Blog. I don't know if it's still existing. So I was the one giving him all the updates because we had a delay, visa block and all that. So yeah. So I went from being terrified to being excited, you know, just by the video, you
Yeah,
know.
because when I hear you describe your upbringing, it reminds me a lot of where we are now, where our kids have sort of that bubble where they're safe, they're safe, there's not a lot of traffic, there's, freedom for them to roam about.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of resonated with the current situation, and you may feel like you were able to give that to your kids, which you what you had when you were young.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the boarding situation. Now, I don't know what you guys have decided for your kids for boarding or not. Do you?
Yeah, they will go. One of them will leave this during the.
Okay. Yeah, same as my girls. Okay, cool. Awesome. Does he know where he, I mean, you guys probably already know. It's a little late to not know.
Yeah, we know.
Awesome.
You want me to share?
Yeah, if you're willing. Yeah, where's he gonna
Yeah,
go?
sure. Yeah, sure. A New Mexico Military Institute.
In the US?
Yes, in the US.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be his first time in the US.
No.
No, okay.
Yeah,
You've
we've
done
gone on
trips.
vacation. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, but he'll spend 4 years there. That's so cool.
Yeah, he'll spend 4 years there.
And he's excited.
He wanted to go to Rabun Gap.
Oh, really? That's where my girls are going.
Yeah, because when we spoke to the when we met the contact person,
Yes.
yeah,
Yes,
and
Roger.
when the guy was talking to him, it was everything his father had been telling him, so he kind of had a connection with that. You know how parents, I don't know about your kids, but parents, like, we try to train them and they feel it's being hard or being that. So when he heard the same thing from that guy, he felt really he kind of connected with the guy and strongly wanted to go to Raven Gap.
Huh.
But now this school popped up, when my husband was trying to research more about the school, and
Okay.
this school popped up, and so he had like what we've always wanted for them, like the kind of structure we had in our boarding school systems back home in Nigeria.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so where everything is structured, you have your time, that kind of structure, and also the leadership build that they also bring into, so they're training, though they are high schoolers, but they are building them to be leaders.
Okay,
And then that
nice.
military uniform, kind of for me as a mom, like having him be on the uniform, like, it's interesting. So yeah, we are
Wow.
not done. We applied for this school again, because we've been, for me, it's something I've always prayed for, to get a lead into where my child will go to. I didn't just want to
Yeah, right. It's a huge
choose.
decision.
Yeah, I didn't just want to, because as much as I'm excited, I'm also anxious.
Of
He's
course.
going there to be by himself, and I don't know what kind of people he will meet there, what's backgrounds, and so
Right.
that care, I always had that care. So it's been like something I've always prayed about. And
Yeah,
like, so
sure.
when I just, when the school popped up, I called it to my husband, and I felt, oh, the school found us, because we've never heard about it before. And researching a little bit about them was like every structure we had. At some point, we were like, you're going back to Nigeria. Going back to Nigeria because you know how, this is what I'm sure of. This is what I'm sure you will be getting in this place,
Gotcha.
But also, he wants to play basketball. He's so big on basketball. So
Okay.
we also knew we had to give him that opportunity where he
Right.
could at least play. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's like Stasia with track. Like we know that if she went stateside versus somewhere in Europe, running track was a big component for us deciding. Because we thought about, there was this one school in Switzerland that we were really leaning towards in terms of her learning style, but it wouldn't be able to give her track. So
The truck,
yeah, so that's a big thing when people are really interested in sports for their kids.
yeah.
Kind of gears them more towards, kind of narrows it down more towards
Exactly, yeah.
schools in the state. So yeah, so much change coming up
So
for
much.
your family and my family. We'll have
Yeah.
all three out starting in fall.
Wow.
So it's a lot of change, a lot of anticipated change, because it's something you've been thinking about and like you know, leading up to for so long. So yeah, a lot of that's going to start moving real quickly for both our families. So I totally identify with that.
I wonder how that will feel like, you know, with all the kids gone, it's you and your husband, like how you started in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, I've always kept myself busy. So, I mean, yeah, you know, it'll be less busy, but I just, yeah, I mean, things will definitely be more quiet. I'll have more time for myself, which is not a bad thing.
True.
So, yeah, I think that's a huge turning point for a lot of women when they, you know, and I'm not saying it's bad to focus on your kids. I think our kids are our greatest accomplishments. I've always led it as an example and encourage if I'm given the opportunity to speak or give advice that you always have to have something for you because they're gonna leave. They're gonna leave. They're gonna lead their own lives. They're gonna get married one day. Like, we have to know who we are, and we have to remember the things that give our soul passion and give us, you know, fi fire and, you know, a reason to have purpose outside of being their mom. You know,
Exactly.
it
And even
and it,
outside being a wife,
yes.
you know, there has to be you. It's
Yes.
what I believe in as well.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so in terms of the culture here, was it like culture shock at all, or, you know, is the
No,
it was fine for you, like, you
it
know,
wasn't because of, you know, where we, I
right
come from a very cultural,
place? Yeah.
so it wasn't at all, you
Okay.
know. Again, also I left with an open mind, you know, coming here and willing to grasp everything. So the cultural, you know, the men and women thing, it's not new to me culturally, because though we don't have it as extreme as it is here, but culturally back home, the men had their place in the society, the women had their place in the society.
Right.
And so it wasn't, though, you know, didn't till till about 2012, when I went to, you know, a different state to study. You know, that's when I came in contact, you know, one on one, to even have a personal contact with some of them. But we didn't, like, we live one country but so far apart, so, you know, so, but in my culture, this is women, and sometimes you could even go to some gatherings and see this play out. The men turn towards one side, the ladies turn towards the other side.
Yes,
Naturally, it is, even consciously, I try to break that every, if I go for any occasion on anywhere, like try to sit by my husband, or try to, you know, go to where the
right,
men are, you know.
yeah, it's true. I get sick of the ladies too, I understand. Yeah, I mean, growing up, I had more guy friends than I had girlfriends anyway, so. What do you care to share? Like, what your husband does and what his.
He's a petroleum engineer.
Ooh, he's like, ooh, he's like, yeah, he does the real work.
Everyone does the real work, huh?
He does like
You
the
know?
real deal. That's awesome.
Everyone does the real deal, you know, because without this person, this one can survive. Without this one can survive. So it's a
It's true,
teamwork.
it's true.
Yeah.
And then what about you in terms of, I mean, like the hardest part for me moving here was giving up my career. That was a really, it was a decision that was due offshoots of that while here in my path as a nurse. It's still happening. It's just not like every day I'm somewhere 12 hours a day, you know. So for you, have you professionally pursued anything on the side? How have you done that while being here?
Okay, before I answer that question, I want to say this, like, I commend you a lot. Like, I always admire you because Kim is always doing something. And in my heart, that is so me. Like, you have to make the environment, you have to make the system work for you, you know.
Right.
So, for me, before I came here, I had just finished a master's program.
Oh, wow.
And so my husband got a job while I was rounding off school. I couldn't, you know, settle with what I was, you know, I didn't settle into doing anything with that. But prior to that, I was working in a real estate firm as an administrator,
Oh,
office
okay.
administrator, yeah. So,
Interesting.
but that didn't challenge me because it was more of routine jobs. I don't do well with routine. I do well with ideas, strategies, you know, something to think up of. So, you know, so that was more of a routine job, and it was from there that I decided I had to go back to school because I felt that I had much more than to, you know, do what I was doing. So,
Sure.
yeah.
So what was your master's in?
Or in general,
Awesome.
under the umbrella of media and communication.
Oh, okay, cool. And so have you gotten any jobs with the school with that or anything like that while here?
No,
Okay.
I haven't been able to find that. But what I started to do was to, you know, give myself the voice that I want. So I have a page that it's called Discusser. I haven't been, you know, doing so well in that, but the goal of that page is to interview people, just like what we are doing, and talk about, bring up topical issues, you know, parenting styles
And is
and
it a
what.
YouTube channel or just a Facebook page?
It's Facebook right now. I'm still on
Okay.
Facebook right now.
Awesome.
So,
I will link that in the show notes and put that info there. And then if you ever wanted to turn that into a podcast, I could definitely share what I know.
okay. Yeah, that would, I, yeah, it's podcasts or something I was looking forward to. Apps, stable apps to know what to do because, topical issues is something I always feel like people have something in them.
Of
Especially,
course.
I had to interview some ladies who didn't want to be on video. They were willing to chat with me, so we sat and we chatted. But because I was doing something video, I didn't really know what to do with our interview session because I couldn't. It wasn't video. I just recorded the voices. It was very good. And we talked about parenting, but I just couldn't share because they didn't want to be on video. So podcasts were good there for
Yes,
me.
a lot of people are reluctant, that's for sure. So I again, I'm so appreciative that you that you're willing. But you know, I could see you doing, there's tons of potential with that right there. And if you have those recorded, you could probably even incorporate that into the podcast, like somehow, maybe if it's pre-recorded somehow, I'm not sure. But I definitely can tell you what I know. And I had to research a little bit and talk to a few people that I know that have podcasts, and a lot of people started that through COVID. So COVID, there's two really good people I know here actually on our in our community that started their own podcast, and so it inspired me out of like it inspired the heck out of me. I was like, that's so cool. So yeah, I can share with you what I know, and then I could see you doing is like, have you gotten into like the Toastmasters speaking organization?
No, I haven't. When I was in Tehran, I tried to go for their meetings once in a while, but since I came here, I haven't.
Well, maybe you can start it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh.
You could start one.
Okay.
Like, I
Yeah,
promise.
that's right.
Because the Toastmasters, and it teaches like the young ones too. Like you can get like incorporate the middle school students. It teaches them how to present and be public speakers.
That's a wonderful idea. Do you know who I can contact or reach out to?
Because I think there was one, but it was geez, probably 5 years ago. I would reach out to recreation and kind of fish around. See if anybody knows anything about who did do it before. And then otherwise I would just look into the organization itself, like maybe go into toastmasters.com or whatever the website is and kind of find out more on that end. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay.
So where have you guys traveled since being here? Where have you guys been? Like, what are some of your places you guys have had the opportunity to go?
We've traveled a lot. We've been to in North America, we've been to the US, we've been to Mexico, we've been to Canada.
Awesome. Which one was your favorite?
In North America, and I think Mexico, because of the cultural blend,
Yes, I
the
love
music,
Mexico.
the food, the
Yes. Oh, speaking of food, so what do you guys do here? Is it difficult for you to cook like authentic Nigerian food here, or can you
No, it's
find?
not.
Okay.
We try to bring in some stuff, but my husband is the kind of a man who is not so heavy on on our traditional meals, you know.
Oh, okay.
So we eat, you know, everything. And one thing he always told me is everywhere we go to, let's eat their food. Like let's kind of incorporate ourselves into the system.
Yeah.
Let's absorb them. So we. When I was coming, I wanted to bring some. Said, "Don't bring anything. We eat whatever we find here." So, and that was fine because the food here is not far from what we eat.
Right.
Rice,
Yeah, it's very similar.
yeah.
Yeah, I would say Africa, Arabia, India, it's all very
Mm-hmm.
similar.
It's similar.
Really
Yeah.
good. Same
So.
spices, same herbs.
Yeah, but you know, our rice is different. Our
Uh-huh.
jollof is totally different from here. But as a person, I'm more of a snack person than a food person. So I can snack all day. I can have my chocolate all day and not eat. So yeah,
That's
but
funny.
what we enjoyed about the Mexico was the you know the restaurant, the music to the food, like. You know, you eat, but you've never really had that combination before, like the music and the food together. So, yeah, it brought up a different,
Have
yeah.
you guys haven't been to the Caribbean yet, have you?
No, we haven't.
Oh,
We
you
haven't.
guys would love the Caribbean. Oh man. Maybe because you're boys stateside more, you can maybe take
Yeah,
more of an
we have.
opportunity out there.
It's just the COVID because we've actually like we've explored a lot. It's just the COVID, like kind of put us. We've explored up to about 24 countries.
And
It's just, you know,
how long have you been here? How
we
many
came
years?
here. This should be we came here in 2014.
Ah, same as me. Okay. Yep.
So,
Very cool. And then how often do you go back to home to Nigeria?
from 20 17, I think we were going home twice a year. We went Christmas, we went summer. To COVID, the last I've been to Nigeria was in 2019 summer, just
Wow.
before the whole COVID, and I haven't been there since
Wow.
2019.
So
Yeah.
I mean, how was your family back home is okay? Like, how was Nigeria with COVID? It was pretty bad, or?
It felt like nothing happened.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was no in all this. I just feel like the environment of you know how people take in stuff because there's no one wearing masks. It's not like enforced. People go about their businesses,
Right.
and we didn't have deaths. I mean, people die every day, but like record death.
Okay.
It felt like nothing really happened in Nigeria.
Okay.
So the thing is, you know, when it started with all the shutdowns and economy wise, it couldn't handle. So we had more people who were hungry. It wasn't like people weren't willing to be at home to be safe, but they were hungry. And you can't ask someone to be at home and not give them something to eat. So people left. They couldn't survive a day at home. And there are
Exactly.
many people who, you know, get paid by the day. So how do you expect
Exactly.
people like that? So people just went back to normal life after a week.
Yeah.
After 1 week, we just went back to normal life, and graciously, nothing happened. No recorded illnesses, no recorded, deaths coming from that, like the number. It's just, and it's amazing how some part of the world felt, oh, it would be a very big hit, and it would have been, but God does his things the way he does his things. We don't know. Yeah, but it didn't hit.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, all the data is coming out and just kind of showing what in reality, what's happening, how masks don't really work. Unless you're wearing a KN95, the cloth masks are sort of pointless. Cloth definitely, surgical as well. So it infuriates me that our kids are still having to wear them at school, and I cannot wait for our kids to be stateside. Because it's been, I mean, especially this my home state of Florida, same with Nigeria, like people were at the beach, at the bar, at the, I mean, no one was caring about COVID, I'll tell you that right now. There was
And
no,
everybody was fine. They were all fine.
craziness.
Yeah, it is what it is. So
Craziness. So if you could say, what was your like favorite thing about Arabia, your most favorite and your least favorite about being here?
I had a mindset that all there is to these places, the desert, would have been my highlight. But when we went to the northern part and the southern part, I saw mountains, rocks, and it was like a different kind of beauty. And even in summer, we went to a place, Abha. It was
Oh,
cold.
yes, Abha is supposed to be very nice.
It was cold. It was cold, and it rained at some point. And we went to this, there's a place they call the Ain Village. I can't remember how many feet below the sea level this village is located at. But the beautiful part of that place is where the cloud descends over that valley. It's amazing and scary, and I was in awe of nature, So
So
it gave me a different,
you got
sorry,
to
go ahead.
see some, you got to see some of these places through COVID. So it kind of left you guys to kind of
Yeah,
explore within. I think a lot
exactly.
of people did that. Gave them the opportunity to see Arabia because there's so much to this country.
There is so much beautiful places. Like this place is not cool at all. It's like compared to, there are lots of beautiful places. I just thought this is all we had in the east, but the south, the north is beautiful. The south is beautiful. The weather is different too. And
Interesting.
the mountains, scary, but the scariest part of our journey was going from a city called Najran to Jizan. We had to travel through the mountains. It was steep, it was narrow. Oh my
Oh my
God. I
gosh.
was in that torture for an hour and a half. So
Did you
you could,
have a
I could,
driver or was your hub
it
heavy
was my
driving?
husband driving.
Oh my goodness.
I couldn't move because I felt if I moved, we'll be in the van. Couldn't move in the car. I was like,
You're like
were not expecting
pleading,
that.
pleading the blood of Jesus. I was doing that when we were in Greece. We were so you get to Santorini, you have to take like the boat to the island, and then you either take a donkey or like a sky lift up to like the village. Well, then once you're there in that village, you have to, if you want to go up to the highest village called Oya, you have to go further up. And so we jumped on this bus that was way over capacity. Like we were sitting on like the stairs of the bus because there was no, like they overfilled this bus and they're charging every, you know what I mean? Like they're like the Greek people are just making their money, right? So we're on this bus over capacity and we are on these narrow roads overlook. I mean, anywhere you look in Santorini, all you see is ocean because it's such a vertical island. So Yeah, it I was freaking I was I don't speak in tongues, but I think I was speaking in tongues on that bus because it was that intense. And my girls and my husband were laughing at me, and I was like, I can't believe you're laughing right now.
Was my, that was the other part of our trip. They were making fun of me. I'm like,
But like you said, like I felt like if we moved too much to one side, the whole bus was just gonna fall over and we were all dead. So
Exactly.
I was struggling. I was definitely, that was not my best moment. I was
No,
and I'm
I
not
wouldn't.
usually like that. Like I'm a person that's very let go and let go and let God. Like, you know, like I'm very like I'm not like that. So it was just kind of weird how I was like, my kids were just laughing so hard.
I'm always the scared
The
one, I think.
warrior.
Yes, I'm
I'm
the
not.
well, because I don't like heights. That's the thing. I'm scared of heights. Oh, the other place that when we went to the, I don't know if you've been to the edge of the world in Ria. Oh
No,
boy.
we haven't been anywhere in Saudi.
Oh.
Nowhere. My husband's like, we are not spending money here. If we're spending money, we're getting on a plane and going somewhere.
No, it's beautiful. There are lots of beautiful
I know. I'm down. He's not. I'm down.
places.
I might have to go by myself. I'm not kidding. Like I
Like
might have to
places,
go.
yeah. I think it's worthwhile while we can
I
here.
know. I agree.
And we went to this place. This, oh gosh, I was jumping. I was crying at the same. I was crying. Once I stepped my foot on. Oh, I felt like we were gonna fall into the valley, and I started to cry. I'm like, I don't want to be here. I felt like a baby. And they
That's
were
funny.
making fun of me,
But you did hear about that tragic accident, right? Like that happened like within the last 6 months.
Yes, I read about it.
Yeah. I
It's
mean,
unfortunate.
terrible.
It's unfortunate. It's
Yeah.
unfortunate.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I think they're gonna put up some more, you know,
Yeah, they
barriers
should.
or make it more.
They should.
I'm sure
They
they'll do
should.
something.
Because for me, it's a dangerous place.
It is.
Yeah.
I would use a guide. I don't think I would drive up there. I would get a guide.
Oh no, it for me,
Yeah.
I tell my husband I don't like to pay for what I will be afraid of. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, I
So,
hear ya.
I'm yeah.
Well, do you have any last words of advice for anyone that is here, living here, thinking about coming here, you know, and famous Nene quote? I don't know.
I would say, especially for the ladies, I would say don't let the environment lock up your potentials.
It's good.
Many potentials are buried people here because, I believe like when I look at you, I have a lot of ladies I see doing stuff that daily, sometimes we don't say these things, but a lot of you guys motivated me to doing. There's this Norma was one other lady that, oh my God, I loved her. I love her drive and her pull. So, and it's always been in me to like have this thing with ladies to say, hey, you have something, just find a way around it. So
Yeah.
this will be my advice to every
Yeah.
lady. And thankfully we have the social media platform. So if you don't get a platform anywhere, give yourself that platform and do something. Like, don't let those dreams die. Don't let or better still, if you want to relax, and I mean if you just want to enjoy life, just make sure you enjoy it to the fullest. Like,
Right.
I know people who they are not even enjoying the moments, so we should also be grateful that we don't have to hustle so much, be busy, busy, busy so much, and life just passes by. So if you have that opportunity to just lay down and rest and be in bed, yeah, but don't be in bed so much. Just make sure your potential doesn't die down. Make sure you push through. There's always a
Yeah.
way. There are always people who will motivate or encourage you.
Yes, I there's so many amazing people. My next guest is a clinical psychologist, and she continues to see people online. But it just there's just so many women that have like these side hustles and they're doing exceptionally well, and then they balance that because this lifestyle offers you the opportunity for that balance. I think a lot of women will come here and they feel guilty because they were pedal to the metal 24/7, and then they come here and it's like full break, and then you're you feel guilt. And so I think you need to also relish in the rest and give yourself that that healing. True. Like I needed a lot of healing because I was on the go so much that I needed to just take a breath and stop. You know, and there's not many situations and circumstances that give you the opportunity to do that. And so it's like you want to take, you don't want to like, you know, you want to take advantage of that and not take that for granted. But at the same time, you also need to find, something that gives you purpose and gives you drive.
And so. That balance, there has to be that balance in life where you're not just there, like brain-wise dying. Because if we don't use our potentials, we start to lose them. They start to die. And also, if you just relax, it's okay to rest. It's okay to just stay in bed and do nothing, think about nothing. It's okay. Like, but whatever we find our hands doing, we should enjoy every moment. Like, don't let the environment, you know, cage the potentials. But I believe that the environment needs our potential. So we need to push it out to the environment.
I agree.
And make it work.
I agree. Okay, are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Would you ever try stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Yes, I know you would. Would you would you ever appear on a reality show?
Yeah.
Yes. let me see. Have you ever moved across the country? Yes, you have. Do you speak more than one language? Yes, you do. Yeah. Do you consider yourself tech savvy? Tech savvy. Sorry. Like, do you consider?
Tech, yeah. Tech.
Yeah.
Technology.
These questions were made for you. Do you enjoy performing in front of an audience?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I've not really thought about that.
You're like, let's put a pin in that. Do you have a personal bucket list?
No. Try not to, how do I say it? Like, put myself in a circle, but still aspire for something. I don't know how to put it, like, just so I don't get, you know, disappointed or...
No, I hear you. Yeah. So, like, if you don't get to that item on your list, you're not...
Yeah. I really don't have a list. I think what I'm... Well, I mean, when you say bucket list, like, places to go to or things to do...
Yeah,
or...
like I want to see the Northern Lights. I want to go to... you know, there's so many things on my bucket list I haven't gotten to... But yeah, I know what you're saying. You don't want to like set yourself up for like, well, if I don't get to that, then am I still okay? Like, yeah, I'm still okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Work or play?
Work.
Work.
Love
or friendship?
I love deeply.
All right. Money or happiness?
Happiness.
Cats or dogs?
None.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Salty or sweet?
Sweet. Very sweet.
All right. Do you prefer being social or alone?
Alone, most of the time. I'm very sociable, but prefer to be by myself.
Yeah, alone. I'm right there with you. Well, Nene, I'm so glad you decided to do this and show everybody that it's not the big, bad boogie monster. I'm just so grateful for anyone that's willing to give me an hour of their time for me to... portray. You're the first person that I've had on from Nigeria.
Yay!
And you did great representing Igbo. Any last words? Last chance.
Last words. I mean, I think every lady should do this because it's exciting. I mean, this conversation we just had now.
Yes.
You know, because one thing it has brought to my attention, it's how we had that moment we could travel around and all of a sudden we couldn't move. And, you know, we still use what we had, which is traveling within, and
Right.
then we discover treasure. So, talking about it makes you aware, better aware, and makes you, should I say, enjoy the
What?
memories you made from those.
Very good. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and
Yeah.
stay cuddled and bundled up in this windy weather. I don't think I'll see you on the beach path later. I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on how the weather goes by, but let's
Yeah.
see. And thanks so much for doing this. And I just also want to tell you that you inspire, I don't know how many people, but you inspire me a lot.
Oh, thank
Sometimes
you.
when I'm feeling like, okay, just relax, I'm like, nope. We have women out there doing stuff and doing what I enjoy to do. So get up and do it. So, and this has also inspired me to go back to scheduling people for interviews for my Discusser page. Just talk
Yes. Yeah, we can get together anytime and discuss your new podcast for sure.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Nene.
All right. Have a good evening.
Bye.